Well, most merchants, including Walmart, Targets, Lowe's, Home Depots, all the big stores, and even some of the small stores, are investing in using digital imaging, using camera systems to help protect their product and to ensure that their employees are doing what they're supposed to be doing also. So with those images, they are throughout the stores. Some of them are hidden. Some of them are in plain view. So what we tend to do is when they have a charge, the charge, like at Walmart, for instance, tells us what register they were at. So, and we have a time and we have a date. So we'll pull a video up that's recorded onto their DVRs or hard drives, and we'll review the videotape. And then because there's so many videos, cameras in Walmart, they'll then follow that individual throughout the store and basically backtrack them from when they actually came in, where they parked their cars in the parking lot, and allows us to find out how they got there, what kind of a vehicle they were in, and where they went shopping, and eventually track them through the entire store. And they're able to capture those images and do still photographs for us. And we actually pick them up. They it's on their systems. They give us a copy, and that copy then gets turned into evidence and secured in our police department to be used at court or trial. Video itself is great evidence. Not only does it sometimes exonerate people, it also helps prove their guilt. And the videos, you can't manipulate it. It is what it is. So they do hold up in court quite well, especially when you have family members that are identifying people going, that's my sister, that's my mother, that's my brother. Who else would better know them than neighbors and citizens and family members? So it goes a long way with helping us to identify them. You know what? I think the time in which we're at as a society, people are so into multimedia that we get a huge response, and we truly do. We have ways that we have the organized, we have what we call OCAC, which is the Onondaga Crime Analysis Center, and they do all this stuff for us along law enforcement lines. So what we tend to do is first put out images and photographs and people caught on tape throughout all law enforcement, because we deal with people all the time, and it's easier to get a positive identification from a cop that just recently arrested that individual, maybe in the town of DeWitt, and go, hey, we just arrested them for the same thing. So that helps put the cases together. If we don't get a response from that, then we'll put it out on Channel 9 and ask for the viewers to help us in identifying who they are. And we also do it with the Post Standard. They'll every now and then ask us for that, and we'll put that stuff on there, too. And we put it on our Facebook because we get about 400 or 500 hits a day. And it's nice. People that are tracking our Facebook, when we put something on there, attempt to identify, a bunch of people automatically look at it.